Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us every Tuesday at this time, we have Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, man, it's always good to talk to you, so I'm always doing well when that happens. Do we have any follow-up on the shooting that took place at Oakwood Terrace? I know there's been meetings and there's been lawsuits and there's been a lot of stuff, but, you know, from your perspective, I would think that finding these four guys would be the priority right now.
Yeah, you know, since it happened, we have asked, the public, the people that may have seen something to give us a call or call Crime Stoppers. And we do have a lot of information that's come in through Crime Stoppers or through other measures. We have not yet made an arrest. And so we're asking, the people to continue to let us know what information they may have. As you know, we can't arrest anyone unless we have probable cause. And while we have some people of interest, we have talked to three people that we've already put out, and we have not yet made an arrest in that shooting.
All right, very good. Well, that's unfortunate. I mean, do we even have any idea if they're local from a distance? We just don't really know anything at this point. I mean, that you can say publicly.
We know quite a bit, and we certainly know that. Where they're from, and we do believe that they're local. We just don't have enough to probable cause to make an arrest. And that's why we need the public's information, to let us know, to fill in some of the gaps that we have. And again, I don't want anyone to think that we're not working it. We're obviously working it, and we do have information. We do have, people that we have interest in. Some people we're going to continue to talk to and continue to develop. And obviously, when we have probable cause, we'll make those arrests.
All right, very good. We also had a shooting that involved, a chase over the weekend on Lepley Road. Is that right?
Yeah, this is kind of a weird one. But we had two individuals ask for a ride of an acquaintance of theirs. Once they got in the car, a guy named Travis Dean and Antonio Dean Jr., I'm not sure of the relationship there with them, but once they're in the car, they held a gun to the driver's, to the victim's head, and demanded he take them to a location. We were able to get the description of the car that was stolen. They actually stole his car at gunpoint, and then they rifled through his shirt pockets and stuff and stole whatever they could from him. We got a description. Our deputies were in the area. They were on lookout. They located the stolen car just a short time later on Lepley. The two suspects were still inside. We tried to stop them. They stopped the car, jumped out. We were able to locate and arrest both of the Dean fellows and charged with an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, with intent to commit a felony, armed carjacking, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and driving with a suspended license. So it's kind of funny in a weird sense that I read that there was one that took place in Okaloosa County, and it was similar.
Yeah.
I think someone was picked up actually in Pensacola and taken over to Okaloosa County, and then once inside, then that person also held a gun to the victim's head. So I guess the lesson here is to know who you're letting in your car, and you certainly should have a level of trust and who you let in there, certainly if they're armed.
Yeah, I agree. I saw that same story, and I thought, man, that's three counties that this thing took place across. And as you said, it seems like people were involved in inappropriate behavior of some kind. And, you maybe have your, be like you say, be more aware of who it is that you're letting into your car. I don't know. It's certainly some odd stuff. You also had a bill pass yesterday out of the House of Representatives in the state of Florida. Has to do with police reform in the sense of, I guess it's a lot of record keeping, and it's trying to prevent, bad cops from switching agencies and preventing chokeholds and training on excessive use of force and all that kind of stuff. Any thoughts on this? It passed 113-0 out of the House, which I always figure anything that passes so unanimously probably doesn't have a whole lot of teeth to it. But what does this mean for your agency, if anything?
Well, I mean, I've not looked at that. I understand it's going to the Senate next. There's nothing in this bill that would concern me. Actually, everything that I've read, and I will admit that I haven't studied it, but everything that I have seen, we're already doing. And I think there was a comment from one of the legislators that was that talked about that specifically. That this is just putting into law what many agencies are already doing. If you look at one of the aspects is that if you're an applicant that you have to disclose that you were fired or under investigation from another agency. Well, that already takes place in the background check. I don't have any concerns about that. It's about use of force, documenting levels or uses of force. We already do that, and even obviously the Pensacola Police Department, when I was there, we did that. These are things that we're already doing. I think there are some things that will help standardize recruit training and standardize some of the trainings that we get from the Florida Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and then there's some reporting things. So I don't have a problem with it. It just amazes me sometimes that people don't believe that law enforcement has this level of scrutiny on themselves in this day and age. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, and he couldn't believe we did psychological exams. We've been doing that since the 80s.
Right. Yeah. It's again with what outsiders don't know goes on the inside based on what they see either on television or what they read or what they believe, because they don't know, right? And part of the job, that's one of the reasons why I like to have you guys on the air to talk about this stuff, is because people don't realize what happens. One of the questions that I have been wanting to ask you, we just kind of have never quite had time recently. I know you were part of, obviously, pioneering the body camera program at PPD, and now you're working on getting the body cams. You guys don't have those yet, though, right? The body cams at the Scambia Sheriff's Office?
No, we don't. I signed the invoice probably 3 weeks ago, right after the Board of County Commissioners approved the funding, they're starting to trickle in. We should have our first dozen or so in, by the end of this week, and then we'll start to put them out throughout the month of May. We'll start putting them out probably 5 or 10 at a time.
All right, very good. But that wasn't the one I was going to ask you about. What I wanted to ask you about is, as you know, PPD also pioneered a drone program after you left, but of course your chief deputy now was the chief when this happened, Tommy Leiter. Do you guys have a drone program? Like, I have no idea, and I realized that I just had no notion of whether you guys even have drones that you use routinely or at all.
We do not, but we have been working on that for the last couple of months. There are a lot of restrictions regarding airspace, and we have a lot of military installations around here, so we want to make sure that what we get, the drones that we get, will be the appropriate drones, the usage will be appropriate, and what we're looking at basically is to look for missing persons, kids that may be lost in the woods or some, in some way. That's what we're looking for a drone program for. But obviously, they have a lot of other police uses, and I also believe that there may well be a bill in the legislature that discusses drones as well. So we want to make sure that we make sure what the law is before we purchase these drones and before we start our program.
Now,
we have sent some people to some classes, training classes, though.
Yeah, no, that's great. Great, and you're right. The bill that's working on this is actually one of Alex Andrade's bills. So the other question, though, is, PPD did theirs with IHMC, kind of built it from scratch with IHMC. Are you guys working with them, or are you working with, are you looking for an off-the-shelf thing, or, what are you looking at?
We're working with Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. They have a drone program, and we've been working with them on what they're doing. As you know, Scambia County has a lot of rural areas, and we feel like we can make use of those on different areas of the county. So our intent is to put one on the north end and one on the south end to have that availability so that we can put it up. We're not at this top point working with IHMC. As my understanding, they were working on some small ones utilizing their SWAT team. Right now, we're just looking at developing a program that can help us map out a crime scene or can help us do a grid search.
Okay. All right. Well, that I was curious. That's why I asked, because I didn't know the answer. And, I like to ask questions where I have no idea what the answer is. Chip Simmons, he is the chief of police in Escambia County. As always, sir, thank you so much for the time, and thank you for the work. We appreciate what you do.
All right, Andrew. Take care.